From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
New Mexico for Mercy joins us in studio today. It's been a little while, but we have some great updates and information and introduction for those not familiar with this local ministry. We welcome into studio Greg and Jocelyn with New Mexico for Mercy. Thanks for coming to hang out for a little while.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
Yeah, we really appreciate being here.
We appreciate having you. You know, there's so many great organizations around the city and around the state that you know, our listeners, many of them just aren't familiar with because they haven't heard about them. And if we can be a megaphone to those organizations like yours, God willing, people can connect with organizations for the assistance they need, or encourage others to connect. Now, for those unfamiliar with New Mexico for Mercy, you know, you just got on the elevator with someone, and they, New Mexico, what's that? What would you tell them? You got about a minute.
That's a great question. So New Mexico for Mercy exists to provide biblically based mental health resources and education to people in our community. And we believe that freedom and heart transformation are available to all through the saving power of Christ.
Amen. And one of the things, you know, there's all kinds of resources available through New Mexico for Mercy. One of them that we've talked about in the past, Jocelyn, is Keys to Freedom. Mm-hmm. And a lot of ladies have been through this program. Yes. What would you tell them about Keys to Freedom that they may not have heard about?
Yeah, so Keys to Freedom is like our core study that we offer. It's one of the main classes that we do. It's actually men or women can go through it. And if you were listening to us last time, we had a prayer answered that we had been praying for 5 or 6 years, and we got men involved in our study, and Greg is one of them.
Yeah.
And he just went through the Keys to Freedom. He's going to be now teaching a class at a local ministry, Steel Bridge, who we've partnered with. But yeah, the Keys to Freedom class is basically a class that teaches you biblical principles on how to be free in Christ. There's 7 keys to freedom, and we walk through each of those keys in this class, and there's homework that you do throughout the week, and then we discuss it, you know, when we come back together every week for the class.
Okay, you know, I wanted to tease this early on. We'll get back to keys. I've got a question about Keys to Freedom, but okay, we're going to have later in the show, in our next segment, more information about the Run for Mercy 5K that's mm-hmm. coming up in June. So don't go away. We want to make sure you get all that information. It is on their website, though, at newmexicoformercy.com. Keys to Freedom, the question I was going to ask is there anyone specifically who you think would be, you really should go through the Keys to Freedom class? I'm going to guess, really, though, Jocelyn, the answer is probably everyone.
Right? It really is. It's like a cliche answer. But I would say anyone who's been through trauma in their life, which is everyone. But right, if anybody desires healing and freedom from their trauma, then you should go through the Keys to Freedom study. And I don't know if Greg has anything to add to that because he just finished it.
Yeah. So I was linked into this through Jocelyn, and I'd experienced a pretty traumatic event probably this last year, and just jumping into the Keys of Freedom, it really just explores the foundational roots of who you are, your identity in Christ, mm-hmm. things that he's called into your life, the things that he desires from you. And the verse that just kind of really jumps out at me, you know, it says in Psalms 139, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. Mm-hmm. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." The Keys to Freedom really are those verses personified. It explores through Scripture how Christ sees us. It explores through Scripture how we can identify the hurts, and not just the branches of the hurts, but some of the deep roots, right, where they come from. It might be things from your past, your childhood, and just really shower those things with God's word, his promises. Mm-hmm. And there might even be things in our life, our generational legacies, right? There might be sins of our parents or grandparents that are in us that we don't realize, some of the hurts that they've left us. And there might be some great spiritual legacies. So as I was doing the Keys to Freedom study for myself, some of my historical legacies have been my great grandfather had started a homeless ministry in Great Falls, okay. Montana. And just doing this has, you know, reactivated some of those spiritual legacies. And I found myself going, I want to do this and mm-hmm. I want to lead this. And so through Jocelyn, I got connected with Steelbridge. And
right.
So we
Shane and Gail come on the show often. Oh,
that's amazing. It's incredible.
I love Shane and Gail.
And so we've just begun. There's another person, Adam, who's just an incredible spiritual encourager. He's going to be doing this as well. But we just started this last week where we're going to be going there and just leading 18 men through nice. Through mm-hmm. this study. And Jocelyn cool. had just finished this up for the women's side of it, and mm-hmm. she does a lot of more Bible studies with these young ladies that are over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and what a perfect fit. Steelbridge, of course, reaching out to at-risk men and women,
yeah.
Certainly many of them have experienced, well, we like you said, Jocelyn, we've trauma. All experienced trauma.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you both for your investment in the people you're reaching out to. By facilitating in the Keys to Freedom, I'm going to guess each time you facilitate it and go through it, you end up getting mm-hmm. blessed as well.
Right. Yeah, there's always something more that God reveals. He takes you deeper every time.
Yeah.
We're never finished on yeah. this side of heaven, you know?
And I really love the Psalm 139 that you shared, Greg. And it, obviously, in addition to that, it shares that he wove us into the womb. He knows us intimately.
Yeah.
And even as we've grown, though, you know, we can encourage him and pray for him to search us, to know us, well, and really for us to know him better.
Exactly.
He's always there,
right.
ready.
Right.
It's us, I think, that sometimes walk right by and don't include him in our daily life.
And if we really believe those verses, we are inviting him to do this.
Yeah.
And so I think the Keys to Freedom really is just another way for us to invite that process where God does search us by night. But we can actually search out his heart and his promises for us and really see where we need to have some maybe course corrections or just
mm-hmm. yeah.
broken off things that we may have hold on to, like hurts and traumas. They get into us and they kind of clog us up. And we don't know the limitations that they're having upon our lives when Christ was called us to live in and walk in his freedom. And that means just running with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want to leave this out either, because we were on the show talking about praying for a man to mm-hmm. step up and be a part of this. So thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
There's a
thank
place
you.
For guys to go through Keys to Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And now, right now, is the one at Steelbridge the exclusive one?
Yeah.
It's kind of the first one.
It is. Yeah. And so we're not sure if there'll be another one. For men specifically,
yeah.
we'll have to talk about that and see. But
yeah.
the next class will be in the fall, and there will definitely be one for women, and it'll be TBD on
yeah,
what
yeah.
we do with the men's side.
And right. keep watching the website for that as well, which Leela and others do a great job keeping mm-hmm. the information up to date there at New Mexico for Mercy.com.
Yes.
And I'm guessing, unless you can twist Greg's arm into doing more than he's already committed to, that there really may be space for more men volunteers to step up
absolutely.
And make this Keys to Freedom course available more often in more places
yes.
Around the
We
Mexico.
Would love to have more men step up and join us and get involved. We can always use more people to serve.
And as Jocelyn knows, she can always twist my arm. I say yes to pretty much everything. So,
Greg's like the yes man.
Now, Keys to Freedom, I think we covered that pretty well. Another resource is mm-hmm. the resource workshop that happens from time to time.
Yes.
Jocelyn, what are those like?
Yes. So the resource workshop is if you desire to walk along someone who has gone through trauma and walk with them and guide them through that and basically disciple them through it. It gives you, it equips you and gives you the resources you need to be a helper to someone who is walking through a difficult time. Because there's a lot that goes into that. And, you know, like we have to guard our own hearts and make sure there's healthy boundaries. And we have to understand, you know, how to walk with someone who's been through really intense trauma. And so it just gives you the tools and resources you need. So this would be geared more for like ministry leaders, like youth leaders or Bible study leaders or anybody who really desires to be a friend and walk by their friends, basically.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to give you more information about the Run for Mercy 5K that's coming up on Saturday, June 3rd. But keep it here for more details on that. And in the meantime, if you're listening and you're thinking, you know, I think I'd like to get close, you know, more closely connected with New Mexico for Mercy, or maybe be someone who would connect your organization or church with New Mexico for Mercy, here's what we'd encourage you to do. Go to the website and find out more at newmexicoformercy.com. If you have questions, you can address them to newmexicoformercy@gmail.com. You'll find them on Instagram. It's just at NM for Mercy. And on Facebook, New Mexico for Mercy, do a search. You'll find them there. The phone number is area 505-298-4526. That's 505-298-4526. We'll be back with more with Greg and Jocelyn from New Mexico for Mercy right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We're in studio with Greg and Jocelyn from New Mexico for Mercy. A large part of our conversation already talking about the Keys to Freedom classes, the resource workshop. Wanted to make sure we hit a home run on this one, making sure that you know about the Run for Mercy. And I'm going to guess, like every other one of these that I hear about, it's a 5K walking around Hoffmantown. That is 5K, right?
Yeah.
Just to walk around one time. Mm-hmm. You can walk for mercy too, right?
Absolutely. It's family friendly. You can bring your dog.
Stroller.
Most people actually walk it. It's really just about getting the word out and fundraising and building awareness.
And it's happening June 3rd. However, timeliness wise, next week on May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
The deadline is happening.
That's correct.
So you need to get registered. You're both going to be out there.
Yeah.
Walking or running?
I'm going to be running.
I think I'll be running.
Yeah.
God willing. The last 2 years I wasn't able to, but I should be there running.
But just because you do the 5K doesn't mean you only have to have a single impact. There's on the registration, you can have a single impact, double impact, or even triple impact with your registration. So that might be something you want to think. You don't have to do a half marathon, but you can have the same impact as a half marathon.
Okay, now you're talking about going around more than once.
Well, you could just run once, but in the registration.
You can register and donate more, basically.
Okay.
So, and if you can't make the run, you can still make a donation.
I was going to say, you can not walk, not run. You could go out there and sit and watch people and donate.
Absolutely. You could still make a difference, even if you don't want to run or walk.
And if you're an organization or an individual that wants to sponsor the event, there's room for that on the website at newmexicoformercy.com as well.
Absolutely. We are always looking for partnerships of other local ministries that would like to be a part of this event and get the word out about their ministry as well. So some of the ministries that join us or that are going to join us this year are CareNet and Steelbridge will both be there.
Yep.
So they're going to be setting up tables and getting the word out about their ministry. They're going to bring some people to do the walk. So if you're, if you lead an organization and you're interested in joining forces for this event, we would love to have you. Please contact us through our website.
All right. And again, that is newmexicoformercy.com. And I want to thank, by the way, our engineer, Jared, who is keeping us on the air. Jared also does updates on our website. And we're going to go ahead and add this to our events page.
Oh, great.
Great. Those looking for events, going to klyt.fm, you'll see the New Mexico for Mercy event, the Run for Mercy on June 3rd. And we'll have a hyperlink where people can click and go sign up and what have you.
And just to clarify that deadline, Steve, so May the 4th is the last day to sign up for the run in order to get your t-shirt before the run.
Oh, okay.
So you can still sign up after that. You just won't have your t-shirt by the day of the run.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you go onto the website, it's going to say virtual participant. That is the larger organization, but the run itself is going to be at Hoffmantown Church. And
So sign up as a virtual participant, but we are hosting like our own local thing. So because we're fundraising for the larger organization, Mercy Multiplied, we're doing this fundraiser for their ministry. It'll say virtual, but we're doing it here in person in Albuquerque.
All right. That's right. And if you have a question, of course, again, the website will answer most of those questions, newmexicoformercy.com. The phone number, again, is area 505-298-4526. Here's the phone number again, 505-298-4526. Jocelyn, Greg, New Mexico for Mercy, thank you guys so much for coming in. And will you come back and keep us updated?
Yes, absolutely. We would
Thanks
love
Thanks for having
to.
Us on.
When we get the new Keys to Freedom classes set up, and when you convince Greg that he's doing one, after he's done with Steelbridge, we would love to know about that too.
Thank you, Steve. We would love to come back and continue sharing updates on our ministry.
Thanks for having us on, Steve.